Hello, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, the 19th of February. Wow, busy was it?
Tell you what, rescued a roo.
Yeah.
Was lucky they didn't get their guts torn open. We looked at how you got your stitches.
Also, Facebook, one of they don't get their guts ripped open
because
what they did yesterday and today, the new services again.
Yeah, well, I have a great idea on how we can fix that.
Bloody good idea. And
to other news.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
And I know that story there is about other news.
Speaking of being stranded on a beach.
Yeah.
This is from New Zealand.
Good segue.
West Auckland.
What happened?
The remote Karakare Beach.
Correct pronunciation.
There was a surfer. Have you ever thought about, you know, how in the movies they write things on the sand and the plane comes? Yeah. Oh, hello,
I guess. I used to. You know, remember? Was it
Gulliver's Travels?
Gulliver's Travels and
Gilligan's Island.
And on there, I'd love to be deserted. You know, when they had all the houses made out of bamboo stuff, and you know, and
Robinson Crusoe. Yeah,
there.
He was the original.
When I
wasn't
saw
he?
That, oh, bloody brilliant.
He wouldn't want to be found.
No.
Every kid imagined making their own Robinson Crusoe setup.
Their house was better than ours.
Yeah, that's right. But look, this guy, he's gone surfing. And this is a note for everyone. Please don't go surfing in remote locations by yourself.
Yeah.
Not only are you shark bait, you're also, if something goes wrong, you can't get out.
Stranded.
There's no one to help you.
Yeah.
Well, this bloke, he's snapped his board. Lost it in the surf, got washed up on the rocks, really, really badly injured. He's on the beach. No, it's completely deserted west of Auckland. And he's gone, oh, what am I going to do? He had enough energy to write the letters H-E-L-P on the sand.
What does that spell?
Help. Help. And he's lay down, boom, collapsed. Anyway, there was just happened to be a walker at the south end. From the north end of the beach, you couldn't see it, only from the south end. And everyone's in lockdown over in Auckland at the time, so no one was really out and about. He was really lucky. This one woman saw help on the beach, went, oh, hello, someone needs help. So they rang the surf club. Down they went. They found him.
So it was close to
emergency.
Populated area, was it?
No, it was a deserted beach, like where you wouldn't get anyone.
Oh, right, I get you.
New Zealand's a weird place like that. You can have a city and then you can have absolutely nothing.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So it's like if we drove west for an hour.
Yeah.
Be nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they found him. They got administered first aid and he survived.
Good work.
Luckily, because he wrote help in the sand.
Good work.
But don't ever write help in the sand unless you really need help.
Exactly.
If your brother's picking on you, don't write help in the sand.
to another story, and you may have seen this, the Melbourne couple elope. This is the way to go to save money. If you were to do another marriage, you'd just elope, wouldn't you? They 40,000 feet on that Virgin Australia flight to Sydney. From Melbourne to Sydney, and they just decided, okay, things didn't go well with their wedding plans.
Do you reckon it was a spur of the moment idea?
It was one of their plans. They had a few different options when getting married. So they went, we'll do it in front of 150 strangers on board. It was flight, I think, VA 841. From Melbourne to Sydney. I love planes.
If they don't bring lunch out soon, we're going to get married.
And they did. And you go, isn't that a good way, though? Really cheap, bit of fun.
Cost them an air
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, no, Virgin would have given it to him for nothing, wouldn't
they? And so they didn't know anyone on the plane.
They knew no one on the plane.
And so, Mum, come on.
That is a good way. Wouldn't it be interesting, though? Have you got married that way? You just went, okay, that's it. We're just going to elope. I reckon that's a great idea.
No, people love to have friends and family.
No, I don't.
If you're, like, the first time.
Well, maybe
a marriage, your first marriage. Not
second,
that I'm considering a second marriage. Yeah. I love you, Gwen.
Same.
There's no eloping. You want to share. You want to share the love with your mates. Unless all your mates hate the person you want to get married to, then you might say, "Yeah, well, let's elope."
Well done to Daniel and all the team from Central Coast Ferries because you would have seen it on the news last night. They rescued that wallaby.
Yeah.
And we'll try and speak with Dan later on this morning. He and some of the passengers. So
what goes through your head when you're on the ferry to work or home from work, and you see something in the water,
a wallaby.
And you go, I'm going to strip naked and jump in and save that wallaby.
But you know what, Rob? I look at like any animal in wallabies or whatever, because if you were to go there and with their claws and their paws so bloody sharp.
Tear you open.
They tear you open. You go, come out with all these stitches over you. What do you do? Your face shredded like Wolverine's attacked you. Oh, I saved the wallaby. Save the koala.
You wouldn't be at the, you wouldn't be going to the swimming carnival.
Well, what happened at the swimming carnival?
No, because if you had stitches from your wallaby.
No.
It happened to me once when I was a kid. I couldn't go to a swimming carnival.
Why?
Well, I was supposed to be the guy that leads the swimming carnival. I had my little...
The flag bearer.
Yeah, I was going to be the flag bearer walking
Jeez.
In for the blue colour house.
What was the name of the blue colour house?
We didn't have a name. It was just blue.
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 Come on, what a lacklustre school.
Well, what do you mean?
Come
Not
on.
Not everyone has names
yes,
for houses.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
The colour's blue.
Blue was Hogan for ours, red was Rice, yellow was Dewick, and green was Stewart House.
We had a Smurf for a mascot.
One of the poor, unfortunate kids. So you were
and
leading.
Green, well, the green team always carried around a picture of the Hulk.
Oh, right.
Because they reckon green was the mean machine.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was going to supposed to be the blue flag bearer.
Yeah.
And I was at my mate's house the day before the swimming carnival, and we were sitting on the edge of the pool, and we weren't allowed to go in his pool before his mum came out because we were only, probably 7 years old, 8 years old.
Right.
Anyway, so we had to wait. And so what we'd do, we'd wait on the edge of the above ground pool and just kick our legs in the water and go, come on, come on. Mrs. McWatters, Auntie Deb, I called her.
Yeah.
Anyway, come out. And then so while we were waiting, Peter and I started playing, you know, shoves. And he shoved me a little bit too hard. I went over the back of the pool, hit my head on the rock garden, bang, split it open.
So you got the stitches.
You had a butt crack. And, got stitches all down the back of my head. And then I was not able to go to the swimming carnival.
Oh, no, because of the stitches.
Because of the stitches.
Because you couldn't swim.
Couldn't go near the water. Mum didn't trust me just to go there and watch.
So you couldn't be the flag bearer.
So I missed my flag bearing opportunity because of bloody stitches.
How disgraceful. Jeez,
I know.
But you know,
kids tear themselves open.
Mate, I got stitches. I got run over by a pram. I was doing, it was the Harvest Festival back home in Bundy, and me and Mike McDougall, probably 12, 13.
Run over by a runaway pram? What was it?
No, you had a pram race, you know, up the main street. This area cordoned off to that street. And so everyone took their prams.
What? You'd get in a pram and race.
Yeah.
Like a billy cart, but just a pram.
Pram, yeah. And Dougs, like, and you got halfway, you had to change over.
No babies involved.
No babies involved. And anyway, so I was pushing, and I got run over by the pram behind us. And I ended up with bloody 8 stitches in the bottom of my leg. Seriously. On my ankle. I've still got the scar, you know, from getting run over by a pram.
Everyone's had stitches, I reckon.
Of course they have.
Everyone.
Seriously.
Some more than others.
Yeah. Oh. So, what's your story?
G'day, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. How'd you get stitches, mate?
Which ones?
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Go through the catalogue.
Multiple offender.
So the first lot I got when I was 18 months old, they're the only ones I don't remember. I fell off some painting trestles that were in the old boy's shed.
Yeah. All right. Bad signs early.
Playing in the shed when I should have been and headbutted mum's, the bumper on a car.
Right.
And basically then collided the thing. I got a bunch of stitches and the only trip in an ambulance I've ever had.
Yeah,
right, okay, lovely.
And the next one, I was standing on one of those old compost bins, looking over into the next door neighbour's fence to see what my next door neighbour was up to, and
Peeping
fell
time.
Through the compost. Quite possibly, but fell through the compost bin and grabbed a hold of the brand new tin fence that had been put up and nearly sheared three of my fingers off.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Okay,
you're only allowed
again.
To tell one more story. What is it?
One more. I was probably about 8 years old. Post sleepover, so I was a wee bit tired riding my bike across the road, and I reckon I had a possible little micro sleep, and rode the bike straight into a wall, and it was like the perfect impact with the corner of the wall.
Oh,
and I've flown forward, and my face has collided with the wall, and I split my lip open, so straight down the middle.
How many did you get on that one, Davey?
That was only 3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Micro
sleep. So all of those scars are localised within my face.
All right.
Okay, good on you, Frankenstein.
Good on you, Davey.
All right, gents, have a good one.
Yeah, 133353, how'd you get those scars?
G'day, Mark from Springfield.
G'day, boys, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Going okay, how'd you tear it open?
Mate, I've had over 250 stitches, and which story do you want?
Holy jeez, is that in one go?
No, at work injury, sports
injury. Okay, what was your biggest scar story? What happened?
Biggest scar would be I was a apprentice motorcycle mechanic, and I went out to pick up a motorcycle, and I was trying to find out what was wrong with it, and I went to clutch start it, and you jump on the side at the same time. but the throttle had jammed on. The whole bike flipped back up, and I landed backwards on my head and got 14 stitches in the back of the scone.
Oh, mate. That's the bike's done a somersault and landed on you as you've fallen on your face. That's unlucky.
No, backwards. As the throttle was jammed, the front wheel come up the wheel stand and kicked me off backwards.
Like he was
laid on the back of my head.
Oh, like he was in a rodeo. Hey, mate, thanks very much for that, Marky. Trap for young players. Good on you, mate. We've got Tina from Killarney Vale.
Hey, Tina.
Oh, I've got 12 stitches, doubling a girlfriend down a big hill many years ago.
Oh, did something get caught in the spokes?
Yeah, I think her heel.
I did.
Oh, that was bad. Oh. You're doubling your friend, you see a car coming, all of a sudden you take off into someone's front yard.
Mate, her heel nearly got ripped off.
Oh, so yeah.
And then
he was a lot worse off than I was.
Oh, thanks, Tina.
Oh, yeah. Tina.
good.
Friend of the year. Good on you, Tina. We've got Dusty. Dusty and Buff.
G'day, Dusty.
How you going there?
Yeah, good, mate.
How'd you bust yourself open?
Yeah, I was doing some gardening and I ended up in hospital.
Why? What happened?
I was just trimming some hedges in the front driveway on a rickety old three-step.
Oh, no.
And I lost my balance and used the hedger as my falling device.
Oh, that's always handy.
You landed what?
His head is a landing device.
Oh, mate. How many did they put in you?
I ended up getting 8 stitches, but I got a few other scratches next to it, so it looked like Freddy Krueger had a go at me.
But he did.
All right, mate. Hey, Dusty, thanks for the story. You're off to the Red Hot Summer Tour. Good on you, mate.
Cool, thanks.
And this bloke is the man, I tell you, had Facebook not done what they did yesterday, this video would have gone viral around the world. It probably still will be. The wallaby being rescued by a Central Coast Ferry passenger and the crew. And the man from Central Coast Ferries is the senior master, Daniel.
Now, mate, Dan.
Hey, good Dan.
Day. Yeah, morning, boys. How are we?
Good on you, Captain. Well done, mate.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Most of the credit has to go to the residents over there at Empire Bay, Craig and Rob. They were the ones that got in the water, not me. But, we had to save that poor young fella, if it was a boy. He wasn't really looking that well.
So this was yesterday morning.
Yeah, how did it sort of come about? How did they get in the water?
Like, with this wallaby, saving the wallaby.
What it was is we had both our vessels sitting over on the wharf at Empire Bay, and one of the fellow, Craig, he was actually on board just having a chat with us because he's a long-time resident there, and he's just looked up through the window and he goes, "What's that in the water?" And we kind of looked and we thought, "No, it's not a log, you know, because it's moving." And then we thought, "Oh, okay, it might have been a dog, because we do get some dogs who like to have a bit of a swim in the channel."
Mm.
But we then looked and went, "That one's got a really big tail. It's not a dog." And then we went, and then Craig goes, "That looks like it's a wallaby." So we first thought, how are we going to rescue this poor thing? Because the tide was just taking it down the channel and he could not swim to shore. So I first thought maybe we can try and rescue the wallaby from the back of my ferry. But because there would have been a bit of a height, it was quite risky to do something like that. So we went up the reserve to see what we could do. And it was really just, Craig just went, "Nah, got to get in the water." And he just stripped off straight down to his shorts and just dove straight in. He got it pretty well close to shore, but he started to struggle himself. I thought I actually had to get in the water and help him. But then there was another resident there, Rob. He took over the rescue and got in the water and saved the wallaby.
Daniel, it was a very brave move because some of these animals, when they're agitated, like, you know, with their paws and that, sharp as bloody razors, their nails, and could have gone either way.
Definitely, but I think he knew that we were there to help because he just did not put up a struggle. He was that tired from trying to swim against the tide.
Yeah, they might have spoken to him. Could have been like a distant relative of Skippy.
What's
that, Skip?
So what happened with the wallaby? Did you boys let it go on shore? What's the go?
Well, Craig's wife, she's involved with animal rescue anyway.
Yeah.
So she got involved with the wildlife people who look after something like this. And so we just captured it. They put it into a white bag, to try and calm it down because it was very, very agitated. They assessed it. There was no injury. It was just tired, just really, really tired. So they assessed the animal, and then they've released it later into the Bordeaux National
Bloody
Park.
Bloody good job, Dan.
That's awesome.
Really, really good job. Well, to Craig and Rob and also Central Coast Ferry Senior Master Daniel Ron, thanks for joining us, mate. That's really, it's a good bloody news story. It's the good news story at the end of the news.
That's what you want on a Friday.
That's exactly right.
Well done, mate. And how's the ferry services been going, all right?
Yeah, been improving. Post-COVID, it's been great. It's actually very good. We're starting to pick up in passenger numbers. So, yeah, we've survived.
That's right, because it would have taken a hit when the Northern Beaches cluster formed.
Yeah, and last year when COVID started.
Yeah, oh, that's good news, mate. Well, great news. And, mate, hopefully that video will become viral as soon as Facebook allows it to.
Yes, I've actually know that it's in the UK.
Yeah.
But, yeah, of course, it's, you know, it's not going around Facebook with the media ban.
Mm. Oh, they love a wallaby, those Poms.
Yes.
On and off the pitch. Well done, mate. Good on you, Daniel.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, that's there, Daniel from Central Coast Ferries. People have been saying, because Trevor Long alerted this to us yesterday. What a good lad he is, from EFTM.com.au. Yeah.
Thanks, Trev.
And all these sites were blocked. Like, we went to quite a lot of news services, couldn't get on. Jimmy Barnes copped it. We weren't able to get onto Barnes's. Like, Barnes's website was blocked. What?
The website's still there. It's just that you can't see it on Facebook. See, bugger Facebook. Let's just go somewhere else.
The 200-plus videos went viral during lockdown, and you weren't able to get Barnsley and Cole Chisel yesterday. It was supposed to be about just news, but services affected were emergency services, governments and agencies, support services, unis.
There were heaps.
Non-government organisations.
How's this? The Batuta Advocate.
I know.
They're not news by any means.
I know.
They were bad.
They were bad.
That's just...
Find a domain, or findacom.com.au, what is it? And they had those stupid people doing those. Would you ever do that? You know that Finder ad you see on TV, would you do that when they move their hands in front of their face?
If they paid me to do it.
Yeah, I suppose I would too then. And Harvey Norman was affected.
They're not doing it for the love of...
Virgin Australia. But people are saying, what the hell are they doing this? Well, Australian authorities, we're talking their government, has drawn up laws to level the playing field, right, between the tech giants and the struggling publishers, which they are.
Yes.
Publications are just falling over. You know, people are losing their job. Every $100 spent on digital advertising in Australian media these days, $81 goes to Facebook and Google. And you go, so that leaves Australia with $19. Don't ask me other questions because I've just read that.
All right. So the sites that are being made up, they want to drive advertising, right? Because they want advertising to go there but all the eyes are on Facebook. But these people are putting their information, their news, they're putting it on Facebook.
So they get clicks.
So that the people can see it.
It'll go back to their website. That's right. But so they're using
Facebook. Great if you get clicks, but it doesn't matter because all the advertisers want to go to Facebook because that's where people are going to.
That's
to
why
get
they're getting all
news.
The money. Yeah, that's right.
So why are... I've got an idea.
Here we go. Here's an idea.
Okay,
ideas, man. What is this?
Solve this.
This will be good.
Cop this, Facebook.
Okay.
All the news services in Australia, every news outlet, if you want any sort of news whatsoever.
Including the Batuta Advocate. Right.
You go to a new thing that we create.
What is it called?
Called Newsbook.
Oh, you're a bloody ideas, man.
The Newsbook.
Okay.
And then if you go to Facebook, I want to see your Christmas tree this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see.
You're stealing the lines.
I want to see whatever. I want to see my news. I want to go
so
to my
So it's
news.
Called Newsbook.
Newsbook.
Okay. All right. Okay. Not a bad idea. All right. Okay.
I'm going to
hold
Newsbook.
That on.
Hello, Triple M.
Yes. Good morning. It's the once acting general manager. I'm in the mirrored shower. I'm lathering up. And guess what?
You're gorgeous.
Oh, you are both 100% correct.
Yep.
That I am. I'm not just gorgeous, but absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you should be humble in life.
Correct.
Yep, good quality.
No, not me. Yep. I want to celebrate my external beauty with all the world.
Right.
Oh, and to others who are not as fortunate, There's another option. Plastic surgery.
Oh, jeez. Would you ever consider that as an option once acting idea?
I don't have to. Oh, I just seen myself in the mirror. Ciao. Hello, Anthony.
There we go.
Oh, plastic surgery, absolutely not. You can't improve on perfect.
To other news, boss. What about Facebook banning all Australian news services from its social platform? Big news
Facebook?
Story.
Yeah. You shouldn't be banning news.
All right.
But ban the people who post about what they've just cooked. Yeah. God's sake. People who post about their kids getting a participation trophy, ban them. Oh, everyone gets one of those participation trophies. That's why they're called participation trophies.
Correct.
Facebook. Also, ban people who put pictures of the sunrise or sunset. Okay. Oh, and Facebook. Ban anyone who puts a picture of their Christmas tree.
That was my wife.
Oh, hang on. There's going to be no posts on Facebook if that
Good.
Happened.
And that Mark Zuckerberg, you make Kim Jong-un look reasonable. Zuckerberg, put a potato on your old boy.
What?
Because he's a dictator.
Oh, no.
All right, gotta go, bye.
Goodbye, bye.
Goodbye, bye. Yeah, look, I went to, with the kids, I went out on the weekend and my little daughter Greta, who's six, she needed to go to the bathroom. And when that comes, you've got to go, right, I need a bathroom right now. So we went into a restaurant that we weren't even dining at.
Oh, we do that.
Yeah.
I genuinely, if you need to go to the toilet.
You just go, right, where is it?
My toilet of choice is Macca's. If we're somewhere and I'm going to pull in, I'll go.
Yeah,
go
but if Macca's. There's no Macca's, or when you're at Woolies.
Yeah, what do you do there? I've left
they
the trolley.
Have, they have a bathroom. You go up and say, my daughter needs the bathroom.
Oh,
and
do they
go,
really?
Yeah, Greta's used the bathroom at Woolies a couple of times.
I've left my trolley fully laden with stuff and gone out and had to go.
You got to be careful that you haven't left your wallet in the trolley sometimes. Because if I'm in board shorts and I go shopping,
you
I put the wallet in the front with my phone.
Yeah.
Don't leave that there.
But you know what I sometimes do now? Because I've got Anytime Fitness with the key or the swipey, I just go, if you need to go somewhere, I'll go, oh, there's an Anytime Fitness there.
I'm a member.
I've just walked in. I've just walked in.
Well, we weren't a member. We weren't at Woolies. We weren't at Anytime Fitness. We were just walking along and there was a restaurant and I went in and then just didn't even, just sort of as though we were diners and went straight to the bathroom. Like, you know, if you walk like you own the joint, then no one really asks you, what are you doing? So we went in. Anyway, there was a guy in there and he was fixing the sink in the bathroom. It was like a unisex sort of setup. And Greta's gone into the toilet. I said, right, you can go in there. And then I stood there waiting for her. And this bloke, he was fixing the sink. And his shorts, like, come on, fellas. These things were three sizes too big. The belt was probably two notches undone, too loose. And this thing was hanging below his hips around the back. And he's bent over to get, right in front of me, he's bent over to get into the sink. And it's just as proud as you like, just right in my face, this coin slot. And this dark, hairy coin slot. And I'm like, oh, mate, come on.
You know.
You're in the restaurant toilet fixing the sink. At least pull your pants up a slight little bit. I don't mind the top edge of a slot, but just it was enough to swipe my card and pay for lunch.
It's never anyone who looks like Chris Hemsworth.
But you know what he done? I probably knew that he was doing it because he had these very fine underpants. I could read his underpants.
Yeah,
he had Tommy Hilfiger undies on.
Sort of
tried to dress it up a bit. Tried to dress up his slot with some Tommy Hilfiger. And it didn't work.
Pull your pants up, boys. There's a tip for your day. Thank you,
Please.
Rob. Thank you, mate.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?